This week, our Education Desk brings us conversations with Central Indiana superintendents who asked voters to pass referendums next week on Election Day. In our second installment in the series, Carmel Clay Schools seeks a $40 million property tax increase over the next 8 years to pay for more police, mental health supports, and training. Superintendent Michael Beresforth told WFYI's Eric Weddle that local and national school shootings are forcing districts to be proactive.
These trends are frightening, and right now we have 7 school resource officers. 4 of them are assigned to the high school, and then 3 of them are assigned to the middle, one at each middle school. And then those officers are responsible for the elementary schools that feed into it. So I have 3 school resource officers responsible for 14 buildings, and we just find that's unacceptable. We want a school resource officer in every building. And it's not just to, to be an armed guard. School resource officers are really part of the fabric of the school, and of course they're there for response, but they're also there for prevention, and they get to know kids, and they serve as mentors for kids, and they teach in some of the classrooms, and they work with the staff. And it's the best thing about school resource officers is that it's one person and they have one job, and that is to keep everyone in that building safe. And that's the biggest portion of the school safety referendum. We want to make sure that we have a highly trained Carmel police officer, a school resource officer in every school building in our district.
On the issue of mental health, how have you seen that change in your time just as in schools? I mean, in terms of what students are facing and how schools are responding to that?
Yeah. It's kind of alarming and maybe frightening, the number of kids right now that are really suffering from depression, anxiety. Those numbers we've seen skyrocket, in the last 10 years. Is that the ages of the kids who are being diagnosed with depression, anxiety, or other mental health issues are getting younger. We're seeing them in the elementary school. We're seeing kids that have great difficulty in regulating themselves and controlling their behavior. So that's why it's even more imperative than ever that we get some more supports, more layers of support in place.
And then the referendum would make about $5 million per year for 8 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, that would be the maximum. I think the law allows for like 10%. We're asking for 5. We think that's the appropriate number. We're also communicating with the community that that's a maximum. Like for the first years, we won't need $5 million. We won't collect $5 million. Probably $3.5 million will cover. And then, as we progress, and hire the rest, to hire 11 officers is ambitious. Carmel Police thinks they can do half the first year and half of the second year, which is would be great. So we'll know we'll need more money the second year, but that's the maximum levy, yeah.
And I know for the rest of the other part of the money, we're going to go toward more counselors and actually paying them more money?
Yeah, it's kind of twofold. One is that right now we have school social workers in Carmel Clay, but they're paid significantly less money than the school counselors and the teachers. And other districts around us are hiring social workers, and they're all being paid at the teacher rate. And so we're not very competitive right now. I'm scared to death I'm going to lose some real talented social workers we have in our district. So we want to take a portion of that money to right their salaries. And then the other, and also to have a little bit of funding stream available to hire more social workers or counselors as needed. It's hard to predict over 8 years what you're going to need. That part of the referendum, we want to go into a contract with a mental health provider, and they would provide therapy for students at the school. And it's not like Carmel Clay schools are going to pay for therapy, but we'd contract with a mental health provider so that parents could choose to have the in-school therapist if they'd like to.
Great. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That was Carmel Clay Schools Superintendent Michael Beresforth speaking with WFYI's Eric Weddle. Look for the final installment of our series, where we hear from Lawrence Township Superintendent Sean Smith.